What's up, entrepreneurs? Welcome to Untrade Chat Daily with me, Diana Gladney, your small business and video marketing coach for home-based business entrepreneurs, where I take you behind the scenes of what it's like to run a small business on a day-to-day basis to help you along your journey and share my thoughts and tips to help you share your passion and change people's lives. So if you're into chatting about that, let's jump right into today's message. What is up, entrepreneurs? Welcome back to another incredible episode here at Untrade Chats Daily with me, your host, Diana Gladney. So today, I want to talk about creating an operations process, or more or less, it's not really the strategy, but it should start getting you in the mindset of putting together a process for your business. So as you guys would have heard in yesterday's podcast or the podcast prior to this one, in that episode, I was talking about how the Canon M50 basically passed away. And with that being said, I'm going through the process of what it's going to take to potentially get this camera situation rectified. It's later on tonight, I'll be having a conversation with Amazon actually, to see if or see how things went with their escalation to get the manufacturer of this cord to cover the cost of the damages for my camera, or essentially replace it. It'd be nice if I could just have them do it and then have Amazon just ship me a new camera, and then it'd be here, hopefully very soon. But we'll see. I don't know how that process is going to go. This is something that's never happened before. So I'll keep you abreast because it's a great learning experience to share should anything like this maybe happen to you. But something that comes to mind is how we're being methodical with our content, how we're being methodical with what we're doing, and how we're being methodical with our processes for our business. Most new entrepreneurs, even if they've been in business for a few years, typically don't have any processes really in place, because these are things that typically happen with larger corporations. If something happens, then you know that you'll be escalated to this extra thing. Just like I was sharing, there are certain trigger words when it comes to getting matters escalated. Being in customer service for so many years and working at financial institutions, there are certain things that quality assurance is looking for and that the company, our typical most Fortune 500 companies, have in place to make sure that, you know, everything is going according to plan and that no customer is feeling like they are being ripped off and stuff like that. So knowing that, to be able to put that representative in the right mindset of, you know, knowing that this is what's going on, this is what's happening, this is what's, you know, what truth is, and this is what these are the challenges that I'm having, made me want to share more in thinking about a process for your own business. You know, at different times, you'll have different challenges where somebody may not be able to pay on time if you have stuff set up. So I do one-on-one coaching for small business entrepreneurs. I no longer work with nonprofits, but from time to time, I may talk to someone within a nonprofit. So it kind of depends. But for the most part, it's just typically individuals. Now, that being the case, people being people at different times, and it's only happened once. And so, but it still is a process that has to be in place for if somebody is unable to pay. What is that looking like? There's a difference when it comes to working with and having that level of respect coming from a client versus if you hired a friend or something like that, or was working with a friend, or they hired you even, because they have that familial relationship that is just too close, honestly, and the respect isn't there. And so you may not get paid because of that or whatever. Now, I've always gotten paid for my clients. And like I said, I only had one that had some financial challenges at one point, but everything worked out. And so it was fine. However, you still have to have a process in place for what happens if. So thinking of just about anything that I'm doing, what happens if the camera goes out? what is that going to look like? How would the warranty work? So I called Canon this evening to see how the repair process will work, exactly how things are going to be when it comes to potentially getting it repaired, depending on what happens. Now, for the most part, let's say, for example, this manufacturer of this cord or this adapter is made to just send me a check or whatever. So now I have not only, let's say, the exact cost of what I paid for the Canon M50, maybe, you know, I don't need to get that camera fixed anymore. Maybe, let's say it's only $150 to get the camera fixed. Okay, for the remaining of the money, either I can invest it in the business or I could just buy a completely brand new camera or something like that. Of course, it makes sense to just get the one that I have fixed and invest the money into the remainder of the money into the business. But again, what happens if, you know, I know that for anytime I'm doing some kind of transaction or something like that, one, I'm always looking for the deal, the sale, the whatever. I don't care if I have to purchase through somebody's affiliate link so that I can benefit from whatever discount or relationship that they have, which is really why I love relationship marketing, because you're going based off of somebody else's relationship. So if you're an Entree Insiders, then you know that when I'm sending out an email and I include a link or whatever, all of my stuff from my ethics statements to, you know, my YouTube description box is going to tell you that I'm an affiliate. So I'm working with and partnered with Amazon. I'm working with and partnered with Bluehost. I'm working with and partnered with, you know, different companies and different entities or whatever. So most of the time, it's probably going to be an affiliate link so that you can get access to the different discounts and stuff like that. And then for my Entree Insiders, they get, you know, the best deals that I can offer. And so, you know, but what happens if something happens? Well, I'm going to start looking around, like I'm pricing right now what a new camera would essentially look like. Let's say, you know, the cost of a repair would be as much as a brand new camera body for the Canon M50. Then my process is to go ahead and purchase a new one, and then eventually maybe at some point get this other one repaired, sell it. I don't, you know, I'm not sure exactly what I want to do for this, because again, this is something I hadn't quite prepared for, honestly. So I'm not sure. So the frustration for me is like, okay, I did not set up an operations process for if somebody's equipment damaged my camera. It's one thing if I damaged the camera and it needs to go for repairs or something like that. But having this other entity involved, I'm not sure how that's going to work exactly. So that's the thing. So, you know, what are the if-then scenarios in your business for the most part? Is there a process in place for, you know, clients if they have some financial challenges or hardships? Am I able to rearrange things for them, kind of help them out, give them some additional time or something like that? Yes. Are there payment plans in place so that that person or that person's, almost time for a call, so I have to wrap this up. But, you know, are there different types of processes? Alrighty, notifications, calm down. Are there different types of processes in place so that, you know, I can make sure that I'm able to take certain actions? So for my coaching business, the if-then scenarios are in place. But when it comes to things like that, so this experience is making me have to go through this same operations process if, you know, I run into an issue where somebody else's equipment damages my equipment. And then I always have my business insurance. So that is a factor as well. But I'm going to take it step by step. So the next thing is to figure out, you know, what is the process for, you know, to execute your business procedures. So what is the process to execute your business procedures? Well, call Canon, call Amazon. I'm figuring out all the different things. And I'm also taking notes on what's being said on how these repairs are going to happen. If I need to send it to their warehouse or, you know, their site or what have you for Canon, you know, I talk to the Amazon associate and I'm asking her what's the process so that I can set my process up, knowing the specific timelines, knowing the specific addresses based off of where I'm located that would be closest for me to send it to, and all of those different things, so that in written form, I can put in my business in my file cabinet, this is what happens when this happens. And then, you know, when you're involving online video content and marketing and things like that, you know, YouTube has more than, you know, 1.9 billion logged in users who visit YouTube every single month. 1.9 billion logged in users. So any content that's being created, anything that I share, if I'm creating strategic, consistent, quality content, then I need to make sure that when somebody finds that information out of all of those people that are located that I'm specifically identifying and creating content that is going to be attractive to my niche market specifically. With that being said, you know, what are the next steps that you're wanting somebody to take somebody through, and where are you ultimately trying to lead them? And so I mix that in with your operations, process, and procedure, because based off of things that are going to happen, even if you create an operations process for your content, and really that's just your strategy. So you have your operations process for your back office functions and things like that. But then you also have your, you know, your strategy type operations process for the content and the things that you're creating. This camera situation impacts my content creation information and the things that I'm able to provide. So based off of that, now I need to figure out and mix these two together and create a strategic strategy on what I need to do in this case. How many days is this going to put me off? How long is it going to be? What am I doing? You know, I've tried to really protect the use of my equipment so that they aren't damaged. That being the case, and you know, now having to deal with a damaged piece of equipment that's not under warranty, because through Canon, I learned that even though I bought the camera within the first 90 to 120 days of its release, that for Canon, their warranty is only good for the original buyer of the camera. So even if somebody just bought it new and then they decide to sell it to you, you don't get that warranty. Only the original person does. But then they have something in process where you can send in the original receipt of purchase and stuff like that to figure that out. So even if you buy it off somebody, they won't have receipts. You need to have a process for you being able to track that purchase and that transaction. I do the same thing. I have my own type of written contracts and receipts so that if I'm buying something from somebody, even if it's off of Craigslist, they are not running a business, more than likely. You know, it could be some kid or some, you know, college student that was using something. Maybe they thought they wanted to be a marketing major and they got rid of their camera and they're wanting to sell their stuff. They aren't running a business. You are. So you have to think, what process and operations do you need to have in place? What procedures so that you can make sure that you're protecting yourself? So when somebody is buying something from me, or even if when I'm buying something from somebody else, I'm giving them the receipt. This is a signed little contract saying that we made this exchange. These are the rules to the agreement and so forth. So you can't rely on other people to have a process in place. You have to have that for yourself. That being the case, you know, I have to think about, with all of these 1.9 billion logged in users who visit YouTube every single month, the content that I'm creating has to be searchable. And this, you know, issue with the Canon M50 kind of slows things down, because I'm creating strategic, consistent, quality content that I'm producing on YouTube for the M50. And I only have a few more pre-recorded videos, and I don't know exactly what B-roll that I'll need at the time I'm recording this, because I don't have my notebook in front of me with my specific notes, but I only really have a couple videos ready. So this is impacting the process. So this is something that I didn't see being an issue. It's one thing if somebody stole it and I just call my insurance company, place a claim with it for my business insurance, and move on. But this is different. So now it's like, okay, now I have to create this process of how I'm mixing the two, because my marketing is based off of this camera. The camera got messed up based off somebody else's equipment that I bought, another company's equipment that's now liable, and I need to see how this is going to go. And then I'll be able to create a process of what I need to do if this happens, then this will happen. Then these many days are, you know, how long I'm out of commission for using this particular piece of equipment and so forth. And I had to, you know, it's one thing to have a procedure and process in place. Like when I had to send my microphone that I'm recording the podcast on right now, send that in for repair. And it's like, what's the time frame? How long is it going to be? What content do I have already published and so forth and so forth? So, you know, it's just to drop that bug in your ear so that you can begin to think about, for the business that you're wanting to create, for the content that you're wanting to create, what's the if-then scenarios that you're going to run into? And then what process are you going to execute for these business procedures? And how is this going to impact your marketing tactics and what you're able to do when it comes to sharing your online video content? Because you always have to have your next steps ready. When I'm producing this M50 series, there's a strategy back of it. And I have to think, what's the next step that I'm taking somebody through while I'm after this series is over? And so, like, this weekend is a shoot day. So now I have to rely on the Panasonic G7, which is not a problem. But at the same time, I wasn't planning to use it for that. And now on top of that, I have another shoot at my church. And I just was not planning on using this camera. I got a lens specifically for the M50, for the Canon, the 35mm, that's slightly different than the 20mm lens that I have on the JD5, different colors. So it's going to give a slightly different vibe than what I was intending, but it won't be a problem. It just will be different. So, you know, I have to think of these things now and try to make up this process very quickly while I'm going through it as well. So before anything like that happens with you, I would encourage you to come up with your if-then scenarios for the business side, your back-end office with your clients, your customers, your payment systems, your email engines, and all that different stuff, so that you are aware. And then also for stuff like this, if this kind of thing should happen. And I hope that you got some value out of this episode and gives you some foresight into thinking of what to do in your next processes and things like that. But otherwise, my friends, that's where I'm going to leave it today. But I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast and leave a rating or review if you loved what you heard. But as always, my friends, live with passion. I'll see you guys tomorrow on Andre Chats Daily.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe for more weekly small business tips and get free access to the basics to starting a business video training at startingyourbusiness.live or text the word leader to 444-999. And remember to live with passion.